Dave Nellist, standing for Birmingham Erdings and the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, is standing Dave Nellist in the Birmingham Erdington parliamentary by-election taking place on the 3rd of March. Dave was the MP for Coventry South East for 9 years from 1983 to 1992, and was, alongside Jeremy Corbyn, a member of the left-wing socialist campaign group of MPs. During his time in Parliament, Dave and the two other militants supporting, now the Socialist Party, MPs were well known for only taking an ordinary worker's wage, giving away over half of an MP's bloated salary, currently £82,000 a year, to trade unionists and working class campaigners fighting to defend their livelihoods and communities. Labour expelled Dave, along with many other socialists, for helping to organise mass non-payment of Maggie Thatcher's hated poll tax. Later, for 14 years, Dave was a Coventry City Councillor for the Socialist Party from 1998 to 2012. While Labour started privatising our NHS, schools, and services, Dave and the Socialist Party gave a fighting voice for working class people. Accepting the TUSC nomination for the Erdington contest, Dave said, "With Sir Keir Starmer's Labour welcoming a Tory MP into the parliamentary party last week, while confirming Jeremy Corbyn's exclusion from the PLP at its National Executive Committee meeting on the 25th of January, it couldn't be clearer that the interests of Britain's wealthy establishment will be in safe hands, if and when they decide to move on from Boris Johnson's disintegrating premiership. Starmer is so obviously not on our side." In contrast, I and the rest of the TUSC coalition wholeheartedly supported Jeremy's leadership of the Labour Party as an opportunity to put someone in number 10 who would challenge what he called the rigged system, in other words, capitalism, that works in the interests of a rich and powerful minority. So the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, co-founded in 2010 by the late transport workers' leader Bob Crowe, adjusted its electoral activity in response, not standing candidates in either the 2017 or 2019 general elections. But we also warned that the followers of Tony Blair within Labour, like Keir Starmer, didn't support the socialist policies of taxing the rich and public ownership that are needed to overturn the rigged system, and that they would drop the Labour manifesto policies of 2017 and 2019 as soon as they had the chance. And so it has come to pass, with Starmer, for example, explicitly ruling out public ownership of the big oil and gas companies even as they boost shareholder dividends from our hiked up energy bills. That is why I'm proud to represent TUSC in the Birmingham Erdington by-election, and would urge other trade unionists, socialists, and community campaigners to also consider standing for TUSC in the forthcoming local council elections in May. Red Tories, Blue Tories or Yellow Tories carrying out policies against the interests of the working class majority cannot expect to be unchallenged at the ballot box.